Sitter Snippet Sitter is generally sponsored by the Mueller family member, Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Rivein, Ben Yitzchak Alevi. We're making our way through Kedusha. We last left off with Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekomo. So I just want to finish what we said last night. Rav Chaim Friedlander, he bases it off of the Ramchal, introduced us to the idea that the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't, of course, need our kavod. His kavod comes inherently, intrinsically from himself. He is all of existence. We can't, and there is no one who can honor or give kavod to Hashem, but he chose to create a world in which he's mitzamtzem, he restricts, constricts himself, he makes space and he makes room, he presents himself as if he needs us so that we can give kavod. The Sifsei Chaim gives a mashal. He says a parent who asks his child to bring him a cup of water, the parent may not even be thirsty or want or need the cup of water, but they want to give the child the opportunity to be mechabed them. The child volunteered the cup of water on their own, the parent didn't need it or want it, they wouldn't fulfill anything. But by the parent asking and presenting and positioning as if they need or want it, they created the opportunity, the invitation for the child to give kavod. So really this entire world is the Ribono Shel Olam. We don't exist independent or aside from him. We and no one else can give him kavod, and Hashem doesn't need us in any way. In his essence, he can't and doesn't need anything. To think or say he does could be a form of heresy because he is beyond our comprehension. He is everything. What does he do though? He created a world, his makom. He made space so we could give him kavod. He presented a world in which it looks like there is an invitation and opportunity for us to honor him. He said, could you bring me a drink of water? So that now when we do, we're giving kavod, we're marbe kvod shamayim. And all that, says Rav Chaim Friedlander, based on the Ramchal, that's the pshat, baruch kvod Hashem mimkomo. Blessed our capacity to give kavod comes Mimakomo from his making a place. The fact that he made space for us to honor him is only the only way we could give him honor. Had he not Mimakomo, had he not withdrawn and created that space to present as if he needs us and we can honor him, we wouldn't be able to. And that's the taitch, that's what it means, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo. Then we continue in Kedusha. V'divrei Kodshecha Kasuv Le'mor, and these words, these holy words appear in your kasuv, where are they? Yimloch Hashem liolam lokach tzion ador vador. Where does that appear? Correct. Tehillim kuf mem vav. It appears in Tehillim. Sefer Aros HaTvila points out, min adino yelesayim b'pasuk shel Torah. Why do we skip to Tehillim? Here in Kedusha, if we really want to honor Hashem, we should have invoked and quoted a pasuk from Torah. And the pasuk appears in Shemos. Pasuk appears in the Shira. Hashem yimloch liolam vaed. A very similar pasuk. Similar wording, that Hashem is the king and he rules forever and ever. So why don't we say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Ve'ed? Why do we instead substitute, we skip Torah, Shmos, B'Shalach, and we go right to Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. So listen to the answer he gives. We share this on the evening of Hey Iyar. Al, he says, Ela Tiknu Pasuk B'Tehillim Kedei Lahazkir Tzion. This is the Ha'aras HaTfila. The reason, instead of the Pasuk from Torah, we went to Tehillim, because the Pasuk in Tehillim mentions something the Pasuk in Torah doesn't, and that is Tzion. Tzion. Turns out the Ribono Shel Olam is a Tzioni. Turns out the Ribono Shel Olam loves Tzion, loves Zion, and in fact, that's where he resides, and that's where he spreads his light from. So therefore, says the Ha'aras HaTfila Bir HaPasuk, Hashem Yamelech Li'olam, Elokecha Shochein B'Tzion, Hu Yimloch L'Dor V'Dor. The Ribono Shel Olam, who can most intensely be found, Tzion. The word Tzion can have multiple meanings. Rav Yehuda Levi, Tzion halo tishali, the commentaries there explain what Rav Yehuda Levi means. Tzion halo tishali, Tzion could be Eretz Yisrael, Tzion could be Yerushalayim, Tzion could be Beis HaMikdash, Tzion could be the Kodesh, Tzion can have multiple meanings, but Hashem's presence is more intensely felt in each of those locations. In Israel more than any other country, in Yerushalayim more than any city in Israel, and Beis HaMikdash more than any other area of Yerushalayim, and the Kodesh HaKadosh more than any other area of the Beis HaMikdash. So what we invoke in Kedusha is Yimloch Hashem Li'olam, that the Ribono Shel Olam, who's Elokayach, where does he live? Elokach Tzion. That his intense presence can be felt, his light shines from Tzion, and he is the one, Lador Vador, Halleluka. Lachein Atem Kulchem, Hallelu Es Hashem. That's the way Metzudas understands. Metzudas understands the Hashem who dwells in Sion and from there spreads his providence on the world. He rules l'dor v'dor, and therefore, when we recognize that, see that, appreciate that, hallelujah, eska. We should praise and honor and thank Hashem. The Otzar Tfilos understands this pasuk differently and divides it in two. Yimloch Hashem li'olam, and then separately and independently, l'dor v'dor hallelujah. How do you understand the pasuk divided in two? Two separate ideas, even though they overlap in one sentence, but two separate ideas. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with tomorrow night.